You're listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast, bringing you the best of geek from week to week. Join your hosts, Dion and Quinny, and the occasional special guest as they talk movies, TV, gaming, toys, comics, and everything in between.
It's time to get up, Junior.
So, you're a space cop.
No, I'm just being trained.
All right, new lesson. Take the ring. And fly.
Just fly.
I'm sorry. Fly, please. What's that?
You're the backup quarterback.
For now. What do you think is going on?
It's no accident we're here. These victims are gonna end up being alien.
Based on what?
I have a feeling.
He has a feeling.
I think this is more than just a feeling.
This is a threat no one's ever seen before.
What do you know about manhunters?
Where'd you hear that word?
Manhunters are the most dangerous beings to ever exist in the galaxy. It could take the form of any species.
So it could be anyone.
He's gonna send an army to put you down.
Do you resent Hal Jordan?
The ring's always been mine. Jordan's just keeping it warm.
Sinestro.
You don't really believe he's your backup, do you, Hal?
No.
Let's say what he actually is.
My replacement. In brightest day. In blackest night. Then we shall escape my sight. Let those who worship Beatles might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
Hello and welcome to the Periodic Table of Awesome. My name is Eon and I'm joined by Quinny and Jill. And hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are we all with that fantastic...
Good to be here.
Like, I was going to try and recite that poem, but then I forgot, and I was like, I don't know this one.
In brightest day, in blackest night,
okay,
no evil shall escape
my sight.
Okay,
something.
One ring to rule them all. One ring to find,
and in the darkness bind them. Oh, okay, right, yeah.
And so that's it.
We just saw Frodo, obviously, in that trailer, the ring bearer,
absolutely,
and his manservant, Sam.
Yes.
Is that what we're doing? We're doing
it's Sam, Lord of, Sam don't socialize much.
This is a Lord of the Rings reference, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's all. Yes.
And I got that.
Yeah. How you guys going? Good. Yes. What are we doing today? We're doing freaking
lanterns.
Yes. You gotta do the lantern.
Sorry, just watching all of the people in the chat going, motherfuckers, don't fuck with the oath. Don't change the oath. Casper has tattoos of the Green Lantern on his body.
There you go.
We best not mess with it.
I have so many apologies to give. for that, only because, and I will stand up and say this, I don't know shit about DC, really. I know basic shit. I'm not good at this. So hopefully you'll, you know, just take what I say with a grain of salt. I may be wrong. But okay, you know,
we'll edumacate you.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah,
Jill, where are you at with? I know you're pretty much a DC gal, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I know a fair bit. No, well, I'm probably nowhere near what Casper knows about Green Lantern, but I know that there's been four from Earth. Right. There's Hal Jordan and Kyle Rayner, right, and mm-hmm. Guy Gardner, who's going to be in this one later by Nathan Fillion. And then Jon Stewart, who was my favorite.
Right. Yeah.
I thought he was.
Oh, so you're a Jon Stewart stan, are you?
I'm a Jon Stewart Green Lantern girly. Right. Yeah.
Casper has already corrected you to five. There are five.
Oh, Jessica Cruz, of course. Oh my God. The newest Earth Green Lantern. Thank you, mm-hmm. Casper. Very important.
Yep. But how many Green Lanterns are there in total?
Thousands.
A lot.
What? That tens doesn't of make thousands. Any sense.
Because there's many from other planets.
What?
And then you got the yellow ones and the orange ones and the
orange
red ones,
and
the blue ones,
and the white ones,
the white ones
and the black ones
and the black ones. Yeah, there's a whole rainbow.
Wow, are they like Power Rangers? Yeah. Can you combine them together and then they form like a Super Saiyan?
A little bit,
kind of thing.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Sinestro left the Green Lantern Corps and started the Sinestro Corps, and they were the yellow ones.
Right. Because, and I love that. I love the old school lantern lore is that Green Lanterns can create green constructs, but they are vulnerable to yellow. Like, what? Just yellow. Yellow, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a very grounded in reality concept that we're dealing
Hal's
with.
Hal's girlfriend Carol became a Star Sapphire, and they're the Violet Lanterns.
Mm-hmm. There's a Violet Lantern. How many different colors? What spectrum is this?
There's Dexter, the Russian blue cat. That's a Red Lantern.
Do they all have the same? Like you just said, there are thousands of Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there thousands of each of the other color lanterns?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we haven't seen as many of them, but we know that. So, okay, Green Lantern on Earth, the sector that Earth is in is sector 2814. So that means that there's at least 2,814 other sectors,
right,
in the galaxy, all of which have at least one lantern,
right,
green or otherwise.
Yeah. So why is this podunk backwater Earth important if we've got some sort of shit cop, space cop, some sort of shit space cop who gets around? I mean, which one was the Ryan Reynolds one?
That was Hal.
That's Hal.
That was Hal Jordan as well.
Yeah.
That's a Hal Jordan. All right.
Yeah.
Look, you know, I'm not here to pick it apart. I'm just here to try to have a nice time. I don't know much about the Green Lanterns. You know, they have a ring, and you got to charge it up every now and again by doing that for some reason, because that's a mechanic that we need.
He's got to have a weakness besides yellow, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
And being afraid.
Fear is a weakness, really.
Fear is a weakness, and fear is what the yellow lanterns are based on.
Right.
Sort of. And there's the whole parallax thing. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who are the people who run the thing, the Guardians? Right. Yeah.
So the Guardians of
the
universe.
They're like the big bobblehead ones that are also in Marvel.
The Watchers.
Except blue.
Are they just space bureaucrats, or are they the space 1% that own everything?
They're the space Supreme Court.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So they just have it. They're indentured for life, and you can't get rid of them. And unfortunately, they're just stuck there.
That's doing, pretty accurate. Yeah.
Doing bullshit and funding flock cameras.
Lanterns technically are flying flock cameras. Yeah, so yeah.
There you go.
So you're not telling me on the show.
At the knees.
I'm not really on board with the lanterns at the moment. You're not telling me as a team. Like I'm like, wait. They're space cops. They seem to be under the behest of a bunch of ruthless dickshits who just do nothing all day. And they seem to be a law unto themselves because they don't seem to be following any rules.
Just think of it as your new police procedural, but with superpowers.
Yes.
Sure.
And this is all just fucking background of Green Lanterns in general, not even the TV show specifically.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, you know, this is part of, is this not part of, I know you've explained to me what the Green Lantern Corps is, and that's fine. Do you have a synopsis for it?
Oh, right. An actual synopsis.
Yeah.
Okay. The question.
Shit accent.
Yeah, I was going to say, the shit accent is, what do you want it to be?
Ooh, I don't know. This time I'm going to vote for...
Yeah, there's not much to hang your hat on in this one, is there?
Yeah, no, you can't. What's a Nebraskan accent sound like?
Gold.
You can't do green. Like, you can't do an accent in a color. So that kind of
I mean,
sucks.
It's not easy.
Definitely don't do the color purple.
fuck, I don't know.
Yeah.
Old-timey radio. There you go.
Oh, okay. Ha-cha-cha.
That's a classic.
Yeah, we can't go too far on it. This series follows new recruit John Stewart and Lantern legend Hal Jordan, two intergalactic cops drawn into the dark Earth-based mystery as they investigate a murder in the American heartland. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a very short one.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you know, Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, and a legend is training up John Stewart to be the new Green Lantern, and we don't really know why, because technically Green Lanterns only give up the ring when they die.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
still not really explaining why fucking Guy Gardner is out there.
Yeah, one of my questions, and this may have an explanation already. Can you have multiple Green Lanterns at once, or is that one ring? Yeah. I thought it was like the one ring is assigned to the planet. You get one lantern per planet.
Per sector.
And so mm-hmm. then you've got five, apparently, according to that. So how did that work? Is it the same ring across five different people, or is it multiple rings?
That's a Casper question.
Yeah.
sure.
A bit beyond my reading.
Technically, it should only be one, but yeah.
What is...
Loopholes, maybe?
What is interesting...
Oh, there you go, multiple rings.
Yeah. To me, what is interesting and engaging about this particular television show, which is part of the new James Gunn DC Universe...
Gunniverse.
Yeah, the Gunniverse. Is that it treats its audience at least with a modicum of respect by going, this is the situation, just fucking go with it.
Mm.
I'm not going to sit there and explain everything. We're going to get about 2 minutes of exposition as we do a slight flashback about Hal Jordan already being a Latin and being famous. Mm. And then we're just going to continue on with this because it's not the interesting. And I like that. That's kind of refreshing. I don't need an origin story. You don't need to show me how he got the ring, and we don't need to like be explained about how it works and everything goes. We learn it as we go. Yes. So I'm quite enjoying that from this TV show more than I was. You know, didn't particularly like the Superman movie, really.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I'm kind of like, oh, I get this. This feels more like a bit more like Peacemaker or something, where that was ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know what the funny thing is? Is like other TV shows... they don't give you a whole backstory about one person at the beginning of the show. Like, this is something you learn about a character as you go along and follow a story. So why should superhero TV shows be any different? So they're just kind of like giving it a treatment as if it's, this is just going to be another serialization of a story.
Yeah.
And to be fair, it's taken 20 years of media history to now come to an audience and go, it's a superhero. You know what they are, right? Because we have this established thing. Mm. It's not like you're pitching an idea or something. It's like, no, we have to explain what a superhero is, right? Yeah. Like, you know, the person who runs around in tights. It's like, no, it's fine. They're a superhero. If I can move on.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got multiple fucking universes of this. You're comfortable with multiple universes. You're comfortable with multiple planets. You know, to the people who don't know the big fucking Green Lantern lore, it doesn't really matter, because what we're doing here is a much smaller story, and we'll explain the rules that you need along the way. You know, we get a little bit of exposition from Alien, you know, hey, you've been away from your lantern for about 48 hours. That means you're getting pretty fucking low on juice there, buddy. And you're like, okay, great. There's a little bit of world building. Thanks very much. That's all I needed. You know,
but where does the lantern get its juice?
It's connected to the giant battery on the planet of Oa.
What the fuck is Oa?
That's where the Green Lanterns come from.
It's where the Guardians of the Universe sit on their council of green. I don't know.
Made of purest green. That is a Blackadder joke, and that is dating me quite significantly. Okay, look, you know, I'm not having a bad time with it. I'm quite enjoying this Lanterns TV show, and I also love that it's not called Green Lantern.
No.
It's called Lanterns, so it immediately gives you this idea there are multiple lanterns and you just have to get along with that. So it seems interesting. I'm quite liking it, you know.
Yeah. I'm loving that it's giving us a huge fucking scope to play in, because from minute one, we start in 1996, and you've got John as a kid, but they're already referencing that Hal has been a Green Lantern for 10 years before that point. So he started doing it in 1986.
Yeah.
So that means that we've now got 40 years of a Green Lantern being around. You know, which we can then dig into any point of that timeline.
But we go Christ on a bike, how old are they trying to say he is now?
60 something. Like, which he is, could you the actor not, is. But,
could you not? Man. Thanks.
Nobody's looking their age anymore.
No, it's fucking like, terrifying, damn. Isn't it?
I still call fucking Kyle Chandler Gary from fucking Early Edition. Did anybody ever watch that show?
Oh, I remember Early Edition.
I was such a goddamn hardcore fan of bloody Early Edition. And I never learnt his name. I just call him Gary.
quietly Googling Early Edition.
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
Brought him tomorrow's paper, and then he'd have to try and stop a tragedy from happening.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's legitimately 60 now, which is fucking terrifying.
He looks fucking good.
Doesn't he? Yeah. Doesn't he look good?
Yeah.
And I like that he is 60, but he can, you know, very believably play 50 or 40 or however old the hologram was, you know.
Yes.
And at the same time, I didn't not believe him as a dude who was 30 something or however old he is in 1996.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure. But I mean, this is your quintessential buddy cop, your old jaded cop. And your old jaded cop and your new your new cop thing. And this is exactly what we want. We're the old reckless. Like, it's 48 hours. It's, you know, any like Turner and Hooch. It's any of that kind of shit. You know, a grizzled veteran and a new young upstart coming together to work out their differences and try and do the right thing. Throw into it some other actors of note that come along, like Garrett Dillahunt.
We like Garrett.
Yes. And Kelly MacDonald. It took me a second there until I was like, fucking Train Spotting. Jesus.
And a thing that I love that we're getting weekly drops of this. And I know that there is that feeling occasionally where you're like, oh, fuck, I wish I could have more.
I do wish they'd drop the first three and then gone to weekly.
Yeah.
Because it's good. The mystery is good.
Yeah. The mystery is good.
And there's unreliable narrators, shonky timelines, big things happening at weird places.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah. I like that, but also like I'm enjoying the fact that it's giving us a lot of time to be able to dig into the detail shit. Like, this is allowing for a lot of people to do a lot of new rock star digging and fucking here's all of the shit that we've noticed.
Here's your 45-minute breakdown on a 5-minute trailer.
Exactly. And there are things in there that is like, as soon as I went, oh shit, I didn't pick up on that from like episode 1, 2, I'm like, oh, amazing. Like, my favorite thing, Sheriff Kerry, her last name is Kane.
Of the Kanes from Gotham.
Where did she come from?
From Gotham.
And in the first episode, she was talking on the phone to somebody and said, how's Barb doing?
Ooh, okay.
So I love that they're just like, we're just throwing shit at the wall and, you know, if we want to use it, we can.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw a bit of fucking, like, deep lore at you whenever you feel like.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the mystery of what's happening is still interesting enough that I'm on board 100%.
Yeah. And look, you know, maybe it's the strength of the similar creative team that's doing this first little thing. There's a lot of crossover. with the creatives behind it, to try and keep everything together and running in a certain thing, in a certain direction. This one, I just feel like it has a little bit more space to breathe, and they don't feel like they have to throw a giant, you know, green thing at the screen every 5 seconds, because we already had that kind of with Guy Gardner in the Superman film. It's like, they've established.
They're very, very subtle and understated with the use of powers.
Yeah. Mm. And I mean, that's kind of good and really interesting, because if you went and you saw Superman and you're watching Nathan Fillion's Guy Gardner on that, which we know he's coming in, he was just in the fucking trailer, where he's just using fucking green shit everywhere that's popping off. And in this one, it's just really subtle about how people are using it.
Mm-hmm.
Hal doesn't want to use the ring.
No. You know,
he's not really particularly interested in it.
But also, like, the way that he uses it in that first episode, like, it's not making big, you know, punchy fists to hit people. It's to make a dollar bill so that he can play the same song five times and annoy the fuck out of people.
Yeah, and start a fight so that because he's using it subtly.
Mm.
Yeah. And I love that it frustrates Jon Stewart because he's just a different kind of guy and would use it differently. And, like, these are the fun things that we're watching. It's like, this is very relatable. I like all of this.
Mm. And I've really loved what I've been enjoying is the show don't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is a lot of times where the way that they show a thing happening is far more important than the thing that happens. So, like, in episode two, Hal finally actually charges his ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is the most pedestrian thing that you've ever seen. It is quite literally just somebody saying, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, on earth as in heaven." Right, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
And I
mean, how
that.
Many times do you think he's had to recite that in the years that he's been a Lantern?
Like, so it doesn't have to be a big, like, whoa.
Yeah. The first time, sure, but then you would get pretty tired pretty quick.
Yeah.
Point of query to the nerds.
Mm.
If that,
you've gone
to whom do you speak?
I said point of query, not like not attacking anyone. I know that the mantra for the Green Lanterns is the, you know,
the bright oath, as day, black as night.
Yeah. Do the other lanterns have different adjustments to that, or do they have
they
to? Do they have to say something like, "In blackest day of blackest night, my black lantern will end the fight"? You know, kind of.
My big black lantern.
So yes. The red lantern is, "With blood and rage of crimson red, ripped from a corpse so freshly dead, together with our hellish hate, we'll burn you all. That is our fate."
Nice.
What?
Yeah.
The red ones are angry.
Yeah.
They're the rage lanterns.
So they're just like galactic millennials.
I'm trying to work, like, if every single one of the lanterns has a different oath.
Okay, great. Like, they've all gone, this is fantastic. This is just so much creativity and stuff. I just realized now, like, if the Green Lanterns are space cops, now I've got this whole other thing to explore. Like, what do all the other colors mean? You know?
Yeah, the blue lanterns are all about hope.
Yeah, but that's not a career choice, Quinny. Like, hope isn't a career choice, you know. Like, which are the space doctors? You know,
I don't know.
I'm just asking these questions.
Hmm.
Yeah, is there white lanterns? That's the absence of color.
Yes,
or the combination of all colors.
Yeah,
if,
black.
If you're going white theory,
black is the absence of color.
Yeah,
black.
Fuck.
Whatever.
We're going deep, deep fucking color theory nerd now.
It's just science.
Yeah.
it's just math. Duh.
It's dumb.
Okay. Well, good. Like, you know,
but the other thing I was going to say about show don't tell, I loved the throughout the second episode, there is this whole thing with Jon Stewart's bird.
Yeah.
And that is one of the most telling fucking things. And I love the way that not only does he, you know, it's kind of played as a joke to begin with, but then Hal's reaction to it is the thing that sells it, that you go, oh,
yeah,
hang on. And then after it continues on for the bulk of the fucking episode, you realize, fucking hell, that's actually a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was that fucking cool. I love the way that it's like, here's a massive story point. We're not going to hammer it for you.
Mm.
We're just going to let you kind of explore it and understand it as it goes.
Yeah, it's been great. Only two episodes so far, but I'm really enjoying it.
You're down with it?
Yeah. I mean, a thing that we saw in the trailer that gets mentioned in episode two is the Manhunters.
Mm.
So, Martian or not? Because this is a different thing that I had to
know. Are they of the Martian persuasion?
Yeah. And
or is it just a coincidental name?
Well, I mean, the Manhunters in the comics were the original police force that was created by the Guardians.
Uh-huh.
They're basically a shape-changing robotic police force that the Guardians put out into the universe, and then the Manhunters turned on them and went, no, this is fucked. We don't want to be your shit kickers. We're more powerful than you. So they, yeah. That was the first uprising.
Oh, no. Some super intelligent galactic beings had decided that they were going to indentured servitude, a group to go out and do their dirty work, got turned on.
Mm-hmm.
Should that not be a lesson for all of the rich?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In the chat, Elskinoga is saying, somebody please tell Dion about Laughleys. Jill, do you know of Laughleys?
I do not.
Right. Laughleys is kind of the main orange lantern.
Okay.
And his whole, the emotion of greed. I haven't read enough. Actually, I don't think I've ever really read much in the way of the comics of Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
I've just looked the picture up and I'm like, whoa, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an ugly dude.
Yeah.
So I don't know a lot of the sort of deep stuff of a lot of the Lantern stuff, because there was some fucking massive big company-wide crossovers and stuff that happened around, I think there was the whole Blackest Night crossover.
Yeah.
Which was just fucking Lanterns.
Yeah, there was a Brightest Day, Blackest Night two-part thingy.
Yeah, that was like 0 Hour or one of those big fucking, you know, let's reset the universe a bit kind of crossovers.
I remember there being zombies. Some of the characters were like zombie Black Lanterns.
I think they were the Black Lanterns were the undead lanterns.
Mm.
But my experiences of Green Lantern is the one from the 80s cartoon, like the Super Friends.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love that guy. He was real cool looking. So he was my favorite toy.
Yeah.
And then John Stewart, because like in the Justice League.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
And then there was the Green Lantern Core animated series.
Oh.
So it looks like it's almost the exact same design style as the Justice League Unlimited stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it's all CGI, so it's CG animated. That brings in a bunch of other characters, like the Lantern types,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of, like the JLU, but for just Green Lanterns. And, that's about it. Oh, and a couple of the films. Like the animated films, like mm-hmm. Green Lantern First Flight and stuff like that. All of which seem to focus on Hal.
Yeah.
And then there was the brief moment where they attempted to bring Green Lantern into the Smallville universe.
Did they? When was that?
John Diggle.
They tried to... Oh, was this like after the Arrow stuff?
Yep.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, they tried to kind of like, hey, we've got John Diggle, that actor, whatever his name is, on contract. We've got to keep him around. What are we going to get him to do? I don't know.
Question.
Yeah.
in relation to where this television show is kind of going and how it's kind of being, you know, presented here. Look, it's in the trailer where it's like, he's like, Jon Stewart's going to be my replacement. Hal Jordan's getting fired for whatever reason, because they can, I guess. I don't know. Do you think that this is an effective storytelling strategy to just focus down on this, even though they're constantly referring to massive intergalactic kind of, you know, do you think we're going to get a bunch of different lanterns and there's going to be a huge sort of space battle?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Mm.
Definitely not in the first season. If it does continue, I could see it expanding. But I think where their sweet spot is right now and what is so successful in these first two episodes is just telling small stories.
Sure. Because it's set in a Nebraskan town. Like a town in Nebraska.
Yeah, it's giving like a Fargo-esque kind of thing of like, we're just going to tell a small town story and keep it quite contained.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's a bunch of fucking True Detective too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. We're learning as we go. Like, it's in the second episode we had there where, you know, Jon Stewart finds out that Hal Jordan has a mansion.
It's just like, an empty mansion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's still fun character stuff.
Yeah. And but, I do love that too, because it's like, yeah, I saved some rich guy's kid. There are a lot of very rich men in the DC universe that he may have helped out.
Yeah, true.
Bruce Wayne.
So we don't. Oliver Queen. You know.
Although those are all rich dudes that could save their own kids.
Yeah, true. Very
and one point. Of them very famously did not.
I mean, I love that there's a few superheroes in the DC universe that their superpower is wealth.
Rich, yeah.
It's intergenerational wealth. Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
You didn't get bitten by a radioactive spider. You just got a divested trust fund.
And you know what? We could all be heroes and if trauma. We were all given. And trauma, yeah.
My dad didn't respect me. Better go beat someone up and put him in hospital where they'll get crippled by debt.
Wow.
Damn.
Damn. Yeah. I got to say, in the second episode, I thought that was one of those nicer things, and I think it added to a bit of mystery when they went to the hospital. In there, and he's like walking around going, all of this stuff looks brand new, like this doesn't look like you barely
and where unpacked. Are all the patients
and where is it? Yeah, that made me go, ooh, this could be a bit mysterious, but I like the explanation. It was like, you're in a fucking tiny country town, we don't get a lot of people, and sometimes people don't get shot a lot.
I call bullshit on that.
Definitely.
like
also, if you're that small of a town, why do you even have a hospital? Why isn't it just
a rural clinic? It could just be a rural clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't look like the town does seem very quiet.
Yeah.
Except for the murders.
And how can you have a morgue to have that many bodies?
Like, yes. I quite liked the dead body thing too, as well. Like, and somebody pointed out, like, yeah, he grabs some dead bodies and like uses them to make sure that it's not a metal detector. Though somebody did say, you know, what if it was actually a human detector and the whole town is filled with aliens?
But it didn't go off when he walked.
Yeah, that fucked that theory. I was like, oh, that's a great idea. Oh, no.
Well, I like it. Like, it's mystery and it's unfolding, you know, smartly enough. And also, I like it's not really one of those shows you can double screen. No. It's better to pay a little bit more attention, and it is actually likable. Characters are likable. The situations are weirdly likable.
Been keeping me invested. I've definitely been on the phone less when I watch it.
Yeah. Very sweary. My word. And I did see somebody who was complaining about it going, man, I really wish I could watch this fucking Green Lantern show with my kids. And I was like, bad luck.
Yeah, there's not this time around.
There's a fuck ton of Green Lantern animated stuff out there that you can watch with your kid.
Sure. Or just, you know, give them the Ryan Reynolds one.
Yeah.
They can watch that.
Mm-hmm.
That seems
nice. Jill, do you have a favorite Green Lantern?
Yes, Jon Stewart.
Oh, sorry, you're Jon Stewart all the way, right?
Yes.
Because I have a favorite Green Lantern, but he's one of, and I actually have two favorite Green Lanterns. one of whom has been name-checked in the series.
Ah.
Which I was just like, fuck yes. And the other one I do not think is going to show up at all because he is so fucking obscure that nobody ever knows about him.
Okay.
They were both created by Alan Moore.
Nice.
So in the second episode, Hal has to use his phone to open up his pocket dimension. And the phrase that he uses is the name of, it's actually the title of one of the Alan Moore short stories, which is Mogo Don't Socialize. So one of the Green Lanterns is Mogo.
Yeah.
And
he's a planet.
Yep. He's a whole fucking intelligent planet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They go looking to try and find Mogo, the Green Lantern of this particular sector, and they land on a planet and they're looking around, going, I don't know. We don't know where the fuck Mogo is. There's a reason Mogo don't socialize. Mogo can't talk.
Aw.
But he can make big fucking constructs.
Especially if he's a planet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
and
know
my that. Other favorite is the one that I've said in the chat, a character called Rot Lop Fan.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
So
explain.
There's a lot of fucking stupid, weird, you know, lanterns out there. There's a lantern that is a chipmunk or a squirrel, sorry. As you said, Jill, off camera, isn't there a blue lantern that's a cat or something?
No. Dexter, the red lantern, who's a Russian blue cat.
Right, sorry. There were too many colours in one sentence. Yeah.
No, I did say that in the stream.
There's Tomar Ray, who's got a stupid fin. There's Kilowog, who's just gigantic and stuff.
Yeah.
But my personal favourite is Rot Lop Fan. So in that particular short story, Hal gets the job to go to a sector of space that hasn't been mapped. And it's a sector that doesn't have any suns. There's a gigantic sector where there's just no suns for whatever reason. So space there is just pitch fucking black.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes to a planet, finds the planet in the middle of this blackness, lands, and then, you know, his job is to create a Green Lantern for that sector. He's finding the bravest person on that planet, and the ring brings him to somebody. And then he says, hello, my name is, and the ring translates for everybody. Like it automatically translates into whatever language that they're saying. And he says to this person, hello, my name is untranslatable.
Yeah.
And yeah, then has to try and work out how to explain to a creature that doesn't have eyes and has never seen light what the concept of a Green Lantern is.
Right. So
yes,
this is like that Star Trek meme.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit like that. Like that. But yeah. So in the end, he's not a Green Lantern. He is the F sharp Bell.
Okay.
And I like that. That's cool.
If I could gonk you, I would, but I don't even know why or how I would. In this particular instance.
Favorite. Sorry. It's my favorite Green Lantern story, and I love it as a
sure
concept.
I mean,
and
I'm just
very fucking Alan.
I'm just excited to go through and look through all the different cores and seeing what they all look like and you know, see which one I would like to be.
Mm. I'm just excited to see what we get next week. Like
I mean,
are we ever gonna see John learn to fly?
That'd be cool.
I mean, who knows? Will we see Batman?
Probably not.
I want to see John in the suit. I was hoping that he was bringing back a suit and then he was going to wear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he didn't.
I also want to see more of John in 2026 where he's got a badass goatee.
Yeah.
They're saving the best for last, Jill. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
You'll get, do you think they're going to do the fucking Smallville thing where they just never put him in the suit? And you're like, oh, God damn you.
Well, we've seen Hal in the suit in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we know Guy's going to be in the suit.
Yeah, I dig that look of the suit. It's a bit armory, but.
Yeah.
I was curious to see, like, a closet full of suits, actually, because I thought that the suit was a construct, too.
Yeah, generally. Yeah. That was a choice. I was like, yeah. Huh.
Okay. Is it Carl Rayner's the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The one that was the fridging the girlfriend one, right? Yes.
Yes.
That was there was a famous cover, I remember, in the 90s, or maybe the 80s, late 80s, of how, like, sorry, Carl Rayner opening the fridge and his girlfriend's been murdered and stuck in the fridge, and it horrified him.
Right.
And it caused a lot of problems.
That was the thing that started it all.
With the comics code.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is literally where the term fridging came from.
Yeah.
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 Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do love that. Like, there is a different version of it, which is called Women in Refrigerators, which was coined by Gail Simone.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I'd be intrigued to see if they would ever touch on Kyle Rayner. We forgot another Green Lantern. There is
You said there are thousands of them. You could just mention anyone.
Another Green Lantern from Earth.
Oh.
There is Alan Scott.
Oh, yes. That's true.
So
why are they all dudes?
Where does he fit in with, like, these lanterns? Because that was, like, a golden age thing. Like, is it the same? Is it the same concept or not?
I think
really?
He's considered to be, like, Earth 2 or 3 or like, one of the other Earth ones, the ones that, like, the Justice Society of America...
Yeah.
Was in.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm pretty sure he.
Is
yes,
he like actually a Green Lantern, or he's just.
No, well, I don't know. He's a little bit weird because I don't think his history has any of the stuff with the Guardians or anything like that. He's the dude, and like, he's the one that had a real problem with yellow and a real problem with wood, like, for some reason. So, you know, the joke was that you could take him out with a 2B.
I watched him kill a lantern with a pencil.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm hoping that I hope that we get lots of that stuff. But also, I was kind of exciting at the end of episode 2 to go to fucking, I don't know whether it was Oa or wherever that other planet was.
Oh,
that,
yeah, I don't know.
You know, and Sinestro, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like Mark Strong anymore.
No.
No.
Aw. But I don't know too much about a Sinestro. Oh, look, I mean, there's so much in there. Like, I'm just enjoying watching it. It's not so difficult for me to get on board with it because the story is quite tightly done as a police procedural kind of thing. And the rest of it is just sort of flavor.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's a fun fusion.
It is. Sorry, I'm looking at the chat and the chat's going off on a whole bunch of fucking Green Lantern nerdery.
Well, let them go off on some nerdery. You should give a rating though, and then we can go to a clip and talk more nerdery.
How am I going to rate 2 episodes?
Well, I mean, you can just, like, you know, remember we
give it a yay or a nay.
We've learned from the Orville where we were like, this is terrible. You know, but we know that we're basing off 2 episodes.
Mm.
Barely enough. How many are we going to get in the end?
Yeah, good question.
I think there's
8.
8. Yeah, right.
That's fair enough.
I mean, you can do stars or you can do fucking whatever you want, or we can just not rate it by a number and just say, should people be watching it?
Yes.
Right. It's a big thumbs up from Jill. Dion, do you have a, where are you at?
Yeah.
Yes. two thumbs up.
Yes. Mm. I am enjoying it.
Yeah.
As long as they can stick a landing or whatever, or if they throw in a couple of, you know, cameos somewhere, I'm sure they'll figure something out.
Yeah. I'm kind of intrigued because, like, I mean, this will lead in fairly neatly to Man of Steel 2 or whatever it is, the next Superman film. Aaron Pierre's already said that he's in it, so.
Awesome. Yeah. I hope in his lantern form, that would be great.
I hope so too. I hope he's in full, you know, regalia and fucking flying around and making all the big constructs and shit like that.
Yeah.
And I look forward to, you know, more Guy Gardner being a cockhead.
He's the worst.
He is, but I love him for that. I love that he's such a dick.
He is.
With terrible hair.
Yep.
But also, there is a question mark about timelines there because technically, I'm pretty sure he could only really appear in the 2026 part of it.
Okay.
I don't think he was around in 2016.
I guess we'll find out.
We will. There's so much shit. And, like, I do love a series that fucking lets you dig in and go, ooh, what does that mean? What does that mean? So it's a double thumbs up from me, too. So it's just thumbs up across the board. Thank you, Casper, for your 90%, but it could go up to 100 by the end. I mean, I think that's where we're going to have to, you know, just go at the end of it. Maybe we'll swing back around in another episode and go, where did we feel like it ended up?
When we do our TV roundup next month, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see how we go. I mean, I was just going through the chapter one Gods and Monsters television stuff, which is all apparently linked. So I didn't know. You have to watch Creature Commandos and Peacemaker is there, and then Lanterns is the middle bit. But then there's The People versus Gorilla Grodd,
which has just been announced.
And Booster Gold.
Which is still
They have tried to do that so many times.
Oh,
in
man.
Development, so many as times. It's called.
Yeah, Booster Gold, they last week said that they'd lost their showrunner and the rumor was that it had been cancelled entirely. But...
Yeah, that'd be like the third time or so.
Yeah, because we've had Booster in Justice League Unlimited and we had them briefly, like one episode in Smallville.
Yeah, did they not... Did he not appear in the Arrowverse?
I don't think so.
Yes, he did. Yes, did he was played by the guy from Scrubs.
Really?
Yes.
My God.
In Legends of Tomorrow, thank you, Casper.
I was just excited to read that Danny McBride was at one point attached to be the showrunner. Booster Gold, and I was like, I would watch a Danny McBride fucking Booster Gold, like Danny McBride's take on fucking superheroes would have been very funny. Not happening anymore.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Fucking hell, I had completely forgotten about. There is a lot in fucking Legends of Tomorrow. Like that show covers a lot of ground.
It's just
interesting. I mean, I feel like the stuff that they're talking about in this. You know, I'm looking at the DC movies and the television shows and I'm like, this just looks interesting and weird choices. And I like a bit of interesting and weird. You know, the Marvel ones just feel like it's all interconnected. You have to watch every single bit. And we're not really doing it. This one just kind of says like, hey, do you want to watch a television show about a court case? It's DC.
I legit saw a TikTok and there's a Miss Minutes account.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Where she's like, here's everything you need to watch in chronological order before Avengers Doomsday. This video was 5 minutes long and it was basically everything.
I don't want to do that.
It was everything. It was like, oh, okay, the first movie is Captain America, like the first one, the first Avenger, because that's chronologically first. And then you do Thor 1. And then you do, and then you do these amount of episodes from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then you watch this.
And then you
do these amount of episodes from, and I'm like, is she on crack? Like, this is 20 years of fucking TV and movies that you're expecting people to watch before they see this? Like, that's just insane.
Yeah. And I think that's maybe a really smart thing. We can continue the discussion when we come back from a clip.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're going to do the clip.
I'm sorry, anyway. I just realized. I was about to go off on a whole thing.
We're going to watch the interrogation of someone who may or may not be an alien.
Oh, fuck.
Let's say hypothetically that I'm not of this salty, smelly world, a visitor who went to great trouble to hide himself well and learn the arcane rules of pointless contests involving balls that somehow captivate more attention than the deteriorating atmosphere or the hunger of its least fortunate people. If I had gone to such lengths, I would be here for a very important purpose, a purpose that required great discretion and secrecy, a purpose that would need to be kept from the likes of a galactic peacekeeping organization because it concerns the exact opposite of peace, that being war. And as such, If I were to fall into the hands of such an organization, I would be forced to take drastic measures to ensure that my purpose was not revealed. Hypothetically.
And hypothetically, what might you have to keep your mouth shut? Cyanide pill?
You're thinking very small.
Then give it to me big.
I'd have a biometric neutron device woven into my skeleton. I'd be able to activate it with a thought.
Unless you let me walk out that door right now.
He's bluffing, right?
You're not walking out of here hypothetically or otherwise.
If you do blow yourself up, I'm just gonna bubble up and contain all that sunshine with my ring and walk out of here without a scratch.
You've been here 48 hours. Did you bring the lantern to recharge your ring?
I have plenty of power.
But for how much longer? Yeah.
You should be asking yourself if I'm capable of releasing enough energy to eradicate this entire town.
When we talking or exploding? Because it's almost lunchtime.
Oh, there you go. That's a bit of the good old...
good old Gary.
Cool, Gary. Just the kind of fun little bit of banter across the show, because it is a grizzled detective and the other, and people are realizing, wait, hang on, but that is, does he have a bomb? Is this gonna get, is this gonna get way bigger than our tiny little town? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I really love that scene too, because it's like, you know, there is a fair amount of it where you're going, he could be fucking crazy. This dude may just be a dude.
How may have lost the plot here.
Yeah, he may be getting ready to fucking just ice a guy who's just a dude.
Yeah,
but I love the ways that he's just like, you know, what do you think about Barack Hussein Obama? And it's like
trying to antagonize the redneck out of him.
This is 2016,
yeah,
and in Nebraska. No fucking trucker from Nebraska is going to have no opinion about Obama.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look, it's interesting and it's fun, and I think it is a fresh take with, you know, this weight that we have of superhero things is a whole thing now, and this is an interesting show.
Yeah. I remember what I was going to say. So what I love about where DC is at is it's kind of gone in a very different direction from Marvel, where there is that feeling of you have to watch everything. Whereas DC is kind of like, hey, you can watch that. You can watch that. Yeah. It's connected if you want it, but you can watch whatever you want. Like,
yeah,
you know, here.
You're kind
you can
of
watch...
in the way of like, oh, who? What was that character about? Oh, they're in this? Oh, maybe I'll go and check that out later.
Yeah, you can, and it's all... Interestingly, a little bit, it's funny, it's a bit more adult in some corners of it, but then in other corners of it, it's not at all. Like, you know, Superman is super family kind of friendly and innocent and nice and everything, but then you've got Peacemaker.
Yes.
And Lanterns alongside it, and fucking Creature Commandos, which is not child friendly at all.
Not really.
No.
Except for
the
US robot. What's the robot's name again?
Oh, the one who hates Nazis.
Yeah. Is that do you want me to kill some Nazis?
GI robot?
That's for GI robot, yeah.
I think that's Have you watched that, Jill? Have you watched?
No.
Really?
Oh. What you're talking about?
Creature Commandos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was technically the first thing that was part of the actual DC universe run by James Gunn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Animated. Is this a live action thing?
No, animated.
Animated.
Oh, okay.
But it's, what's his name? Rick Flagg Sr.
Oh.
It's of his time as the Creature Commando. But it is actually quite funny because it's got more in common with the Harley Quinn animated series. Like, it's very violent, very funny.
Good.
Yep. And the GI robot
I'll seek it out.
Who just wants to kill Nazis is like, are you a Nazi? <It's> like,
it sounds like the kind of thing a Nazi would say.
Yeah. Well, hold it, like the gun slowly comes up.
Okay, it's funny. All right.
It's funny, but it's also fucking dark and strange and a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I also love that it has, what is it, the Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein, who have a toxic relationship and they hate each other, but they were married. So,
yeah.
It's always fun.
And you have all of this, and then you think back and, you know, all of this is in stark contrast to what we got with the last version of the DC universe.
Yeah, the dark and gritty universe.
Snyderverse-y fucking,
hey, you leave that alone, because in someone I saw did something and they had like the rest of the Snyderverse we never got to see, and at one point it was Batman and Lois have a child. I know, right? Like, this is all these things that I was like, what? This was part of the plan?
Did you say Batman and Lois have a child?
Yes, not Superman and Lois. Batman and Lois have a child.
No.
And it was like, wait, what? How? Why?
Well, and the thing I like is that they've also not thrown shit out as well. So, like, the Batman films with Pattinson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're still there, but they're just under the banner of Elseworlds.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's not tied to the bigger universe. So the Penguin, Elseworlds. Harley Quinn animated series, Elseworlds. You know? You can have all of that shit.
Yeah.
Play around.
Yeah. And I like that. I think it's very smart.
I'm just concerned because Clayface is coming out soon, and that's a horror movie, and I don't know how that's going to tie in. Yeah. And then we're getting Swamp Thing, which could go one of two very bad ways.
Did either of you watch the Swamp Thing TV series when it came out a couple of years ago?
I did.
I think,
I don't know if I watched the whole thing, or maybe I've saw.
I don't think I finished it all.
Yeah. I mean, was I on my phone while it played in the background? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Kind of went, this is shit, but still not as bad as the Swamp Thing movie from like the early 2000s.
Oof.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Well, it could have been worse. It could have been the Man Thing movie from back then.
Oh yeah, wasn't that the same thing?
It was even worse still.
Swamp Thing, Man Thing. Oh yeah, it was Man Thing.
Mm.
We can't keep
there
up.
There was also a Swamp Thing movie from fucking years ago anyway.
There was so many things. It's been out for such a long time now. Who can keep up?
Yeah. We've got a lot of DC-related stuff in the world.
I look forward to trying to find my favorite lantern, so I have an answer to that question by the end of the series.
Yay.
I'm hoping you do too. I'm hoping you find somebody that you're like, that guy's fucking great.
Now I can see all the colors of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Is there an alt, like, as I have asked, like I asked you guys earlier, is there like a rainbow lantern that has all the colors?
Maybe somebody that wears all the rings?
All the rings.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Is that a thing?
They're kind of. I mean, there was a character who at one point did wear all the rings. They weren't all the colored rings though. There's a bit in oh god, I think it's Emerald Twilight.
Did they go like full Thanos snap thing where it's like, I have all the rings?
Yeah, except it was Hal. Hal went fucking crazy and killed a bunch of other fucking lanterns and took all their rings and was just wearing all of the rings.
There you go. Oh, Casper says Kyle wore all the rings.
Oh, did he now? Oh, there you go. Yeah,
there you go. All these things I can discover.
Yeah, there's a point where like Hal became the biggest bad of all, fucking Parallax, and like they had he was the main villain of a big DC crossover at one point. So there's all sorts of good shit out there.
I hope that comes down. I hope Superman turns up at one point just to do something nice, going, Nebraska. just turns up and does something nice, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Or just turns up and tells Hal, it's like, it's okay. You can retire now. Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
You did see the end of episode one, yeah?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just
not retiring.
I'm just trying to have nice thoughts about the future.
Okay.
You know, rather than just that thing of like, oh God, it's a crushing blow to everyone's life. Oh, well.
Like everything else.
But it was good. It's good. Yeah. What are we doing next week?
Fuck only knows.
It's September. God, where is this year gone?
September when the grapes are purple.
It's very scary. I don't like that it's so fucking moving so quickly.
It's that strange thing between like, is it winter still, or you know, are we close to autumn. Well, not autumn, spring in October.
I'm going into summer this weekend. I'll be in Rockhampton enjoying the sun.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah, you're going up to Rocky, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. How hot is it up there?
It'll be 27, no rain.
Jeez.
And is am I right in thinking that like one of the closest towns to Rockhampton is your Poon?
Whose Poon?
Your Poon?
I thought we were going to do a nice show, but no.
Of course
and
not.
And on theme, also Emerald.
you just had to drag
Emerald. Emerald is up that way.
You had to drag
is Emerald near the gutter.
Now I have an emerald in my yaboon. Yep.
Lucky for some.
That's where they
hide. No, I'm not taking Rocky, Casper. Oh my god, that thing—it's like 2 feet tall by 3.5 feet wide.
That will.
He's going to be very cumbersome to carry around at Oz Comic Con in Sydney next month. But no, I'm not traveling with Rocky.
You need a Rocky handler.
The Rocky.
You do.
You could take.
I need a papoose.
You could take the little. You could take the little Rocky, couldn't you? To
Rockyhampton.
To Rockyhampton.
I could.
Yeah.
I'd have to carry him though. I'd be worried about it breaking in my luggage.
Yeah, true.
His little spindly legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do. I am looking forward to seeing the full Rocky, the full Booner.
I can't wait to paint it.
I did think at one point, should we have installed like a couple little holes in there just so that you could clip in a handle on the top as like a, you know, like a press stud handle so you could pick him up, walk along with him and put him back down?
Yeah, maybe I should build a sling.
Sure.
Yeah. Put your Rocky in a sling.
I wanted to get one of those.
I should make a sling.
Get one of those orb balls where you just suck him in and just roll him around.
Yeah.
Why so dirty? Yeah. Why so dirty?
Oh, we love Rocky.
Yes. Perfect.
So that's for what's the convention called? It's
Capricorn.
Capricorn. Nice. Are there fun guests that you're looking forward to seeing? Maybe. Let's go with yes.
There are guests.
Right, good.
Do I recall who they are?
I don't know.
But does anybody?
I'm just having a look at their website right now. Yep, there's definitely stuff happening. There's medieval stuff, tickets and cosplay. Doesn't say anything about guests, and that's fine.
There's somebody that might have been in some TV or a movie.
Right.
Can't recall who.
Yep.
In the past, they have had good guests, though. Like, I got to talk to Lincoln Lewis 2 years ago. Right. Had a good old chat with him. The kid that played Bodhi from the Lock and Key
up
there. He was really cool chat. Yeah, nice. They've had some decent people. I think last year they had a young guy that was from Disney's... one of those teen shows about the villains?
Like the Descendants or
Descendants,
the villains.
Yeah. One of those guys.
Nice.
They tend to find the Australians that have been in things.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Looking at the map, it's quite a Why not? Big amount of space and stuff.
Yeah, support it's up your local the showgrounds. They have rides and show bags and food trucks and all sorts of stuff. They have the Sons of Obi-Wan go up there and do all the lightsaber jazz and
I think it's called Jizz in the Star Wars universe, Jill.
My bad.
Oh, I'm looking down the 2025 creators. I think they mean 2026. There's this one called Breathless _ Ness.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Amazing.
Oh my god. What fun and you know. Hot and warm and nice and not raining, hopefully, fingers crossed.
No,
yep.
How was Canberra? I was Comic Con. Did you have fun?
Yeah, that was a good time. Saw Casper.
Hey, nice.
He bought some nice prints.
Oh, well, someday they'll come.
With a T. Prints with a T.
Just love that both of you just go, oh, fuck.
Fuck's sake. Trying to run a nice show here, and you're just bringing the tone down.
Judged the championships of cosplay. Judged the lip sync battle. That one was fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Everybody loved Rocky because I took my little Rocky with me too.
Yep.
Sweet.
Fun time. And then, well, the Sydney Oz Comic Con, you're going to have the big Rocky.
I'm going to have a big Rocky.
You're going to big Rocky.
I'm going to have a big Rocky.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to want to pat big Rocky.
Yeah.
He's just kind of like sitting in my living room like this, and I come home and I'm like, good boy.
Did you have a good day? She's like, yes, I've been eating like this. Oh, dear. Oh, wonderful. Well, good. If you're up in that way, chuck, like, drop in. Say hi to Jill.
Yeah, if you happen to be Rockhampton-based or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one follower on my Instagram that does live in Rockhampton.
Nice.
We catch up every year.
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. We love it. Also, Very cool. next month, suggestions, if you've got them, and send them in to us. Put them in the chat now.
Yep. Yeah, we'd love to know. 4 weeks of clip shows.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like, if you don't do that, Jill's going to make me do clip shows all month, and I'm going to die.
I'm sure we could come
trying
up with
to
something.
Array, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, I have a hard enough time doing one clip.
Yeah. Well, let's try and pick something easy for next week, because I'm not going to have a lot of time to watch something.
Right. So let's see if we can find a 7-season TV show to...
Let's do Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
Squinny,
fuck
good
you.
Job.
I guess I'm out. I guess I must be out. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, we got a few things coming up. There's Coyote versus Acme,
which I'm keen to check out.
I still want Hope, which is that South Korean alien movie that I really want to see. Clayface is coming out. Maybe Resident Evil next month.
Ooh,
if we.
I do kind of want to see that.
Yeah, yeah. Zach Cregger's Resident
Evil.
Yeah,
he's our mate.
You like Zach Cregger, don't you?
We like his stuff. He's fucked up.
Or Practical Magic 2, maybe? And then there's that weird Tom Cruise movie, Digger, coming up.
Oh, that looks so strange. That looks so weird.
It looks like a Coen Brothers movie, but with people in it that you're like, really? Okay. But then we wait for next month, which is October, which is what everyone is waiting for because Street Fighter comes out. Yeah.
Yes. And Vision Quest, which I'm kind of excited for.
Yeah. That's
yeah, that trailer looked good. But Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I really hope we get tickets for that, or my friend that worked on it can get me an invite or something.
Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Cool.
My favorite wrestler.
All right. So there is
a few somebody's screaming, Tiger. That's all I need to know.
There is a few. Yeah. There are a few movies coming out next month that could be there. So Resident Evil one might be the one where, like, ooh, show me the freaky bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love us to do the Avatar movie that is out. It's literally Avatar: The Last Airbender. Sorry, Story of Aang, The Last Airbender. It's the film.
Oh, I thought
that
you were talking
about
the blue cat people.
No. But it does kind of rely on you having had some interactions with the Avatar films or TV series before that. So
yeah, well, you can have it because I don't like Avatar.
Oh, no, my God.
The Avatar.
I'm sorry, Casper. I'm sorry. She didn't mean to say it. She didn't mean to hurt you.
10 toes down, hate Avatar.
Ooh.
Both. All. Any.
Any.
Yes, yeah. Casper, I tried.
Yeah, Blue Cat or Blue Arrow. Either one.
Yeah, yeah. Just, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yep. Well, he's never going to be the submachine gun again.
Aw. Well, on that happy note, thanks for this month. Go out and check Lanterns.
Yeah. It's on HBO.
Yeah. It's on HBO.
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining us in the chat. It was very lively. Got to learn some things. I look forward to finding out all about these different Lantern Corps.
Yeah.
The Lantern Corps.
The Corps.
And no, that was the end of episode one.
Oh, well.
Anyway, end stream.
End stream. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for that one. All right. We'll see you later. See you next
Bye.
One.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast. If you have questions, please email info@theperiodictableofawesome.com. Find us on our website, www.theperiodictableofawesome.com, where there's links to our iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Until next time, stay awesome.